Kate was a 35-year-old healthy woman. She was a member of a North Island skydiving club. On a routine jump, Kate's parachute cords partially tangled, and she fell far more rapidly than usual. She hit the ground feet first and on impact shattered the bones in her left lower leg. Duncan, a fellow club member, ran to the scene and saw that Kate was bleeding from a wound in the shin. Although the bleeding was not severe, a bone was sticking out of the wound. She was lying on her back and at the side of the wound her leg was bent at an odd angle. Duncan, seeing the wound and the bleeding, remembered from a course he had attended that bleeding needed to be stopped to prevent shock and remembered something about applying a splint. He saw that Kate's abdomen and chest were moving, so he knew she was breathing. He therefore secured a pad over the bleeding wound with a bandage to apply direct compression and padded around the leg to prevent it moving. Duncan never wondered why Kate didn't respond when he applied the direct pressure to the wound. Unfortunately, Kate is now dead. When she landed, she had fallen backwards, hitting her head on a rock. Kate was unconscious, the airway had become obstructed and, although she had breathing movements, these were ineffectual because of the airway blockage. Duncan concentrated on things that were not important in the overall scheme of things. A fracture is rarely of any immediate life-threatening importance in an emergency situation, and although bleeding is important, it is not as important as an open airway. When dealing with any patient, the order of priority for treatment must be 1. Restore and maintain the patient's life. 2. Identify and treat problems that could threaten the patient's life. 3. Identify and treat other problems that are not life-threatening. Don't move from one priority to the next until the first has been managed effectively.